AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Philips 66 reaches 99.7% of its yearly range as refiner strength gets only average volume. PSX closed at $206.9, almost level with its 52-week high, after a 9.8% week and a 24.5% four-week advance. The weekly trend signal remains active, but participation is only modest, and the fair value gap is wide. Research brief. Philips 66 is one of the stronger large-cap energy names on the weekly tape, with an active 54-week trend streak, positive activity pressure, and positive relative strength. The move is supported by a strong oil and gas refining and marketing group, although volume at 1.1 times the 13-week average and a 59.2% premium to ShareMaestro fair value keep the risk evidence relevant. Key points. 1. PSX closed at $206.9 on 17 July, up 9.8% for the week, and just 0.1% below its 52-week high of $207.1. 2. The stock sits 26.0% above its weekly trend line of 164.1 and 59.2% above ShareMaestro fair value of $129.9. U.S. Energy rose an average 2.8% for the week and shows 78.0% positive relative strength breadth. But only 57.0% of names have active weekly trends, and just 12.0% show positive market dynamics pressure. PSX ranks in the 91.6 percentile among 226 U.S. energy names, so its move is stronger than the broad sector's internal participation would imply. The industry picture is cleaner. U.S. oil and gas refining and marketing gained 6.9% on average for the week, with trend breadth at 78.9%, positive market dynamics breadth at 57.9%, and relative strength breadth at 73.7%. PSX's 9.8% week beat the industry average, though its 24.5% four-week gain was fractionally below the group's 25.2% average, as peers such as PBF, Delek, and Par Pacific posted sharper short-term moves. Momentum is strong, but volume is not yet decisive. Momentum is positive across every supplied lookback. PSX is up 24.5% over 4 weeks, 27.9% over 12 weeks, 51.9% over 26 weeks, and 69.9% over 52 weeks. Market dynamics have improved, with activity pressure positive at 0.21 after negative readings earlier in July, while relative strength has climbed to 27.69. Volume gives only partial confirmation. The latest week traded 13.4 million shares versus a 13-week average of 12.3 million and a 52-week average of 12.7 million, both equal to 1.1x. That is enough to avoid a low participation warning, but not enough to show the type of broad commitment that would normally make a high-range breakout more durable. A future move accompanied by a volume ratio above 1.5 times would materially strengthen the evidence. Risk now centers on follow-through versus exhaustion. The risk profile is not extreme by volatility, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 4.5% versus a 52-week base of 4.6%. The up-down split is favorable at 31 positive weeks and 21 negative weeks, while the average positive week of 4.1% is larger than the average negative week of 3.3%. That skew supports the stock's trend state. The near-term caution is different. Price is close to its yearly high, sits well above both trend and fair value, and the data flags 15 reversal markers in the recent Smart Money tape. Watch whether activity pressure can stay positive, whether volume expands beyond average, and whether the 164.1 trend line remains comfortably below price if the current refiner move starts to digest gains. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.